and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm thankful you tuned into our broadcast again this week, and we're picking up our study here in the book of Luke, the Gospel of Luke. In chapter 1, verse number 1, our Lord, having led our brother and pressed upon our brother to write his account of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, Brother Luke not being an apostle, but a man saved, it's possibility Brother Luke could indeed be a Gentile. There's a possibility of that. And the Lord impressed upon him to write, and our Lord preserved his word in such that our brother writes this gospel of Luke, not being an apostle, but a child of the Lord, having been in the days of those brethren that walked with our Lord, and then living in the days of the apostle Paul. And so Brother Luke also used by our Lord to write a great book necessary for us to understand things about the church is the book of Acts, the Acts of the Apostles, as it is called, or the Acts of the Lord's first churches, his church that he left there in Jerusalem, and then subsequent churches that came from her over the course of time in Judea, Samaria, Galilee, Syria, and all the way up in time up into Asia Minor, and then to modern day Europe. And so a great work undertaken there, and a great blessing from our Lord. I find it interesting about Brother Luke is that in the book of Acts, he tells the account as he's gathered it seemingly from brethren, from the apostles, from those witnesses, those disciples in the day of the ministry of our Lord, and begins to culminate that. And then in the book of Acts, he continues to write saying they did this, they did that, so-and-so did this, so-and-so did that. And then we hit that point where our brother begins to say we. And so there's that time there that Brother Luke is enjoined into the Apostle Paul in the book of Acts and becomes part of the troop that goes with our brother on the missionary journeys and such in which he pursued. So very interesting about Brother Luke. Very detailed fellow. A lot of information in his writings. And, of course, the Lord, the Spirit of the God, moving through him and inspiring him to do so. And we praise our Lord for these great books that he's given us and the goodness of our Lord that they tell us about. We start this up. Brother Luke here in verse number 1 is writing to a man. That's the premise of his writing, and unbeknownst to Brother Luke, it'll be used by the saints for centuries, even millennia, and so I find that interesting. He undertaking to help a brother or one of his kindred or such as that in writing him, a Theophilus, looks to tell him about the Lord Jesus Christ, looks to tell him about the first church and churches that came from her. And the Lord uses, of course, I trust and believe that Theophilus would have read it, but nevertheless, our Lord took it and used it for the help of the saints over centuries. What a blessing that is. And so there's that personal note of his writing as he's giving this account to this other man. Let's begin here in Luke chapter 1, verse number 1. For as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things, which are most surely believed among us, even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word, it seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write unto thee in order, most excellent Theophilus, that thou mightest know the certainty of those things wherein thou hast been instructed. And so Theophilus is a man that has been instructed in things. Luke tells him that he's going to write about those things that he has understanding from about regarding from the beginning. And And so let's break that down here a little bit. For as much as many have taken in hand to set forth an order, a declaration of those things which are surely believed among us. So he said, we believe these things, we hold to them. Many have undertaken to write them down. You know some of them, Matthew, Mark, and the Apostle John. So the Apostle Matthew, and then Mark, John Mark, writing his gospel, not an apostle, but being there in the time of the Lord Jesus' ministry and amongst the apostles afterward. And then the Apostle John, of course, he writing his gospel. Luke said, you know, I need to write about it. I need to write about it too. Even as they delivered them unto us. And so he's speaking about those that were near, and what they have taught unto Luke and others, even as they delivered them unto us, verse 2, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word. And our understanding is that Luke's not speaking about himself as being an eyewitness, but they were eyewitnesses. The apostles and those disciples that were there with our Lord, Brother Matthias being there with our Lord, being chosen to replace Judas, all of those that were there during the ministry of our Lord, going about with him for 3 years from Galilee down to Judea and back, they relayed the things about Jesus. And so if we understand it correctly, Luke is in a later time and he's receiving all these accounts and putting them together, that he might have a written, account of it. It seemed good to me also, it seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first. So Luke says, I've got the information. So let me write it down. And it seems to be that Luke's a man that certainly has this knack. We understand later on in the book of Acts that he is a physician, in the epistles of Paul. Or the epistles of Paul, we understand that he is a doctor, and so he's a very detailed fellow and very able to write. He says, having had all perfect understanding, I understand and hear all these accounts and knowing all these things from the very first, to write to thee in order, most excellent Theophilus. He said, so I'm going to take all these that I have, all this that I have learned, Theophilus, and that you and I have been instructed in, I'm going to write it down. In order. He says here, that thou mightest know the certainty of those things, to know that they are sure, they are steadfast, they are true, that you might know that wherein thou hast been instructed. What we've been instructed in, Theophilus, is true. And it is true, and we need to know and understand the order of it. And so that's the reason for my writing. Verse number 5. So let's get to it. Let's get to the beginning of it. Verse 5 of Luke 1. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias, of the course of Abiah, and his wife of the daughters of Aaron. And her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinance of the Lord blameless. It goes on to say in verse 7, and they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren. And they both were well stricken in years. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest office before God in the order of his course, and that's down at Jerusalem, according to the custom of the priest office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And so, Brother Zacharias, he's down there at the temple. He's of the order of Levi and of the tribe of Levi. And so he has a place. He has a thing that he has been given to do. Also, Elizabeth is of the daughters of Aaron. Okay. And Zacharias is of the course of Abiah. And so that tells about, we understand that the order in which all the different Levites were broken up and the descendants of Aaron were broken up into the different things that they had to do. And so his was to burn incense. Okay. So he is of the, He is of the lineage of Aaron, if we understand that correctly. He's of the lineage of Aaron, and what has fallen upon him, he's executing the priest office, so we know he's not just of Levi, but of Aaron. His wife is too. That his duty and responsibility is to burn incense and take care of the incense. Well, he's in there doing so. And the people are without the temple. He's not in the Holy of Holies, but he's in the holy place, that first room inside the temple there. And he's doing that service, and the multitude of the people are praying outside, okay, at this time of incense. What happens? There's an angel of the Lord that shows up there beside him. Very well, Brother Zacharias was in there to be in there by himself in the doing of this. It seems that that would be the case. It's the order of the service and that time of the day when those things are done and when he would pursue to accomplish that. And there's an angel of the Lord on the right side of the altar of incense. And so that's not the altar that was outside the temple, but the altar of incense, where incense is burned. And if my memory serves me correctly, to be burned continually. And he's taken care of that. And boom, right there on the right side, there's a man standing there. Okay? And again, I think the way that we understand it is there's to be no one in there but Brother Zacharias, but there's this angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. Verse 12, and when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard. So we see here that again, one of these accounts, when heaven comes down, men fear. So many say that they see these sights of heaven and this side of heaven, and they die and they go to heaven and all that. Of all the accounts that I've ever heard, none of them feared. Listen, when heaven comes down, when the Lord or the angels of the Lord appear, without fail in the scripture, there is always fear upon those that see them. So Zacharias was afraid. He knew there was a difference about this one. He knew indeed there was a difference. And the first words out of the angel's mouth is that it was fear not. Because why? Because the angel knew that Zacharias indeed did fear. He did fear about this sight and who this is and what's it mean and what's going to be next and all that. And so the angel, as it is with the word angel, has a message from God Almighty to deliver to our brother and to his wife about what God is going to do. Understand one thing. It has been 400 years since Israel has heard from God, since there has been a messenger, since there has been a good word from God, since there has been a prophet from the Lord. It's been 400 years. And now it's time. The time has come that God has promised. And the Lord, our God, is going to begin to move again. For I see that our time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.